Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me, do you know the difference between a black man and a nigger?
No.
Most niggers don't. Next, please. Come on, have a seat. So, tell me, Officer Winston, what's the difference between a black man and a nigger?
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Right. Thanks for coming in. So, Officer Stevens, tell me, do you know the difference between a black man and a nigger?
The nigger's the one that would even answer that question.
Alone. Papa was
Mama, is it true what you say that Papa never was a day in his life?
And Mama, bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Stealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just wanted to say,
well, 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 Good heavens, man! Great God, we've discovered the fountain of all knowledge of Egypt and the entire world. You... do you realize the importance of this moment, Smitty?
Yes, I do.
Do you see the brilliant feat? The untold years?
I see it, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Look! What is this?
See? Says? This is the elixir of life, sir.
Elixir of life?
The cure for all diseases.
Wait. See? Wait,
give it to me.
There's an inscription on the bottom.
Give it to me. Give it.
Open at other end.
You lummox.
What is it,
Buddha?
It's the Book of Life! In the beginning, when man arrived on Earth, the black gods did leave their spacecraft, and they walked, and they named the beast of the sea and the animals of the land, and man in his blackness did walk the earth, making medicine.
Medicine?
They discovered tack. These were all black people got down. Wait a minute. There ain't nothing here about whitey. This is ours. Wait till the brothers hear this.
Buna.
Oh, get this book out of here, baby. This child is real tea.
Buna, don't you see?
What do you mean, Jack? Look at this here. Black people discovered it. Started the music and the brain surgery back in the year 3 B.C.
Yes, get the bulldozer, there's nothing there.
But,
shut up! Heaven, it's time for tea, eh?
What?
Turned him out. Right, niggas was waiting on Nixon to come to jail. What's happening, Trigger Dick? Yeah. I'm going to see how tricky you are.
Couldn't you see Nixon right? Let me make this perfectly clear.
I went to jail for income tax evasion, right? You know, I didn't know a motherfucking thing about no taxes. I told the judge, said, Your Honor, I forgot. You know, he said, you remember next year, nigga. Start writing on your ass. They give niggas time like it's lunch down there. You go down there looking for justice. That's what you find. Just us.
Lord, everybody, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and eat meat in it. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to church this morning, but I wanted to make a quick video because my spirit was troubled this morning. I just had the news on and was talking about somebody else and got ate up by a shark. I want you all to be mindful. When you're vacationing, you know, you're going to the beach, do that. Go to the beach. Don't go to the ocean, okay? The ocean is the shark's house. Okay, I'm not, and I can swim. I can swim. My whole body is a flotation device. My whole body is a flotation device. I don't have to do nothing to float. But I can swim. Another thing that makes me suspect and makes me, you know, has my Negro membership card in question. Because most black people can't swim, but I can swim. But I'm not going to the ocean because that's the shark's house. Okay, the shark has the right to eat you up when you in his house. When chickens come in my house, guess what? They get ate. When pigs come in my house, they own the plate. So when you go in the shark's house, you're going to get ate up, okay? So I want you to be safe. I want you to be happy. You know, let's use some common sense. If you go to the beach, go to the beach. You watch the ocean from a distance, okay? Please be safe. Safety first. Please, I don't want to hear about nobody from the meat ministry being shark bait. Okay, and stay out the woods too. Don't go fooling around with the bears either. The bears will eat you up. That's what they're supposed to do because you're in their house. You know, when animals come in my house, they end up on the plate. They get ate up. So the same thing happens when you go to their house. So stay out of the ocean, okay? That's the shark. You know, can you imagine how excited the shark would be to see me land up on the plate in his house? Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, no. So if you're going to, I just want you to be safe. Be happy, be fat, whatever meat is on your bones, rejoice in it today. Hallelujah, I love you. There's nothing that you can do about it. God love you, God keep you, and stay out them oceans. Jesus.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know
you. Finally I found, searching all around, just was not the answer. What I thought was true looked a bit like you. I figured I might chance her.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
to get to know if I do.
Thank you. died for me. What I see in you, yet every time you talk of leaving me, I get so shook up, I don't know what to do. Oh, oh baby,
I guess you got your behind your back, I tell my friends I'm leaving you. Oh. And when you question me about it, baby, I swear what they're saying just ain't true. No, no.
know what? She doing it again.
Child, you ain't saying nothing wrong.
Listen, you hear? Listen to him.
I hear she turned that nigga out. She been doing that for a while now.
Oh, girl, let's go see this shit. Come on.
Alright, but Pam, you gotta be quiet. I'm gonna start laughing.
I like that, baby.
Yeah, I like it.
You know what I want you to do?
What?
I want you to get on your knees.
What?
I want you to get on your knees and taste me. Can you do that for me, baby?
This is my first time.
I'm gonna show you how to do it.
Okay.
Slow it down, baby. To the left. A little bit to the right. Wait, slow it down. Slow it down. Soft. Do it soft. Suck on it. Get up. Get up. Get up. Turn around.
What?
Turn around. I want you to get on your knees so I can spank it.
You bugging now.
What? Don't be afraid to try nothing new. I'll show you how to do it. Come on. You want to make me happy, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, then do it. Turn around. Oh, you like that? You like that? Huh? You like that? Come on, turn around. Who's this?
It's yours.
Who's the best? Come on, tell me. Who's the best?
You.
Can't hear you.
You.
Come on now. Do it feel good? You like this? I knew you would like it.
It hurts.
Does this belong to me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. Come on, babe.
Thank you.
just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me, even though your folks hate me. There's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
it, dissecting me. We fear it, I fear it, but did it, declare it, the testing me. With sensory, the chemistry, wanna want me in the ministry. But misery, influence me, corruption, claiming destiny. And I knew this time, I had to feel the pain. It was needed, so I see what caused deception in the game.
I was making notes on the last mix I put together, and I just realized Gary Puckett, the former lead singer of the Union Gap, he is a fucking pervert. Talking about young girls and all that. I mean, you gotta keep an eye on this guy. I can never get over the idea that somebody or something that wasn't finished would be considered beautiful. Old guys that like really young girls are fucking pervs. I don't mind being a dirty old man. But even dirty old men have ethics. Good Lord. Sade, as always, every time she sings, it sounds like she's singing to me and just me. And she was trying to console me because my boys got their ass whipped today. But that's all right. I'll take the ass whipping now so I can deliver an ass whipping later. And my wife makes awesome Garfield pie, which I finish gobbling up as the show is playing. So it ain't that bad. And the old adage about the way through a man's heart is his stomach, I don't know if it's totally true, but there's a grain of truth in it. And every time I have Garfield pie, I'm loving it. It's nice when somebody gets you instead of trying to get you. I guess that's the difference between being married and being a victim of the first 48. Anyway, we'll take our butt with her for now, but we'll be back. And it's not important to win this game. But let's win the game. For all of us here at the Soul Tree, y'all have a good night. Go safe, stay safe, and be safe. Shout out to my family, wherever they are. Special shout out to my little brother. I can't believe I'm saying it. But good looking out, Gene. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Everybody else, sleep well. I want you to get from A to B. And back to A-OK. And special hugs to my girls, Leah, Nikki, and Debbie. I love you guys very much. Good night.